Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we talk with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, about the direction of the Bakken in 2018, what the future holds for natural gas, and why oil companies are looking at Texas and Oklahoma above the Bakken as of right now, and what North Dakota is doing about it. All that plus much more in just a moment with our exclusive interview with Lynn Helms. But first, I want to take this moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on.
In the inside is warm, you've been wishing you'd never been born.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources.
Here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, you're speaking, of course, or at least moderating part of a... No, you were on a panel today. What did you talk about today?
Yeah, Jason. Yesterday, I was part of Bakken 2.0 and talked about brand new technologies or coming technologies that we think are going to impact Bakken and North Dakota oil and gas industry. And then today I was on a panel with John Haryu and Chris, I can't remember Chris's last name, with Liberty Resources.
Right.
And we were talking about improving oil recovery from the Bakken. So we talked about refracs, we talked about new hydraulic fracturing technology, we talked about enhanced oil recovery, and we're behind all those things in a big way, regulatory-wise, and trying to do everything we can to encourage those things. Liberty is also a big proponent doing refracs and getting ready to start a pilot enhanced oil recovery project. And of course, EERC has done all the lab work to help companies know what might and might not work in terms of enhanced oil recovery. So a great triangle there, and a good panel, and a lot of interest from the audience.
I got silicon written down. I wanted to bring that up because Chris Wright from Liberty Resources did bring that up as an example, and it was a good example about how we had this abundant product that we didn't know how to use properly, and now that we know how to use it, and right away I thought of natural gas. Right away, that's the first thing I thought of. And there are some other things too, whether it be CO2 as well. And let's touch on that, but then I want to get back to something you said about we're behind on regulation. So if I forget my thought, but let's talk about the silicon and just the abundance of waste, if you will. But it's not waste because it's usable.
Right. So, you know, Chris used silicon as an example of how mankind looks at things that are abundantly available and doesn't really find a useful purpose for them. And how it was just in the 20th century that we figured out that silicon had an incredible value in terms of electronics, and it powers really modern 21st century life. He was talking about the abundance of ethane and the abundance of produced natural gas in the state of North Dakota, and how just because those are abundant doesn't mean we're thinking innovatively about how to utilize them and make better use of them. So you know, some of the things that we're pushing, obviously enhanced oil recovery, like we talked about, both of those have potential for that. But I don't think you want to forget about the state's efforts through commerce and through work with taxes to try to get value-added industries into the state, so that rather than exporting natural gas or natural gas liquids as a commodity, we actually add value to them, that we create North Dakota jobs, create capital investment in North Dakota, and build an industry that adds value and sells finished products instead of commodities.
After you guys spoke, Governor Burgum took the stage, and normally in this show we don't get political. It's not meant to be a political statement, and you don't get in the political realm either, although it's all around you all the time, and that's where I'm coming at. His message was about as subtle as sandpaper, that North Dakota's behind on a lot of things. You mentioned we're behind on the regulatory side. He brought up several other things, whether it be from the UAS industry in terms of capturing data, that big data is another thing. That's how I took it, is that North Dakota has got to kick some things in gear. Am I out of line for thinking that?
Well, I don't think that the governor was necessarily, or that I was talking about the fact that we're behind, but we've lost that edge. We've lost that in first place. The competition for capital has shifted to Oklahoma and Texas, and largely because the perception is there that they can produce oil cheaper and faster. They're closer to markets. And that if North Dakota is going to take first place again in terms of competition, we've got to become cutting edge first in technology, in regulation, in innovation, in value added, in all the areas that we've been talking about. So we haven't exactly fallen behind, but we haven't continued to innovate to the extent that we maintain first place in terms of where capital wants to go.
And I guess in part of it of falling behind, as you're right, it's not necessarily even falling behind. It's more of an observation and not a warning, but hey, this is what historically has happened, and if we don't change our behavior or thoughts, this is what's going to happen to us. And I got that out of the big data, the technology, because I don't think people understand the speed of change when you're talking about technology. And I remember 3-4 years ago sitting in a meeting in Bismarck hiring pilots. Now we're talking about drones, and that's within a year or two. What else is changing rapidly out in the oil and gas world?
Well, I think the governor touched on it, and that is automatic data collection and data analysis. We can collect an awful lot of data, but if we don't automate those systems for the data collection so that we're gathering what we need continuously and when we need it, and if we don't automate the analysis of the data, then we just fill enormous amounts of data storage with information that is useless to people in terms of innovation and improvement. So he's really pushing the initiatives of more automatic data collection points and systems to automatically analyze that and alert somebody that there is an issue or an opportunity to make something happen.
I think we've talked about this years about layering in some other industries, and I think when ag gets layered in, we're going to see some incredible change. And that brings me to my next question, and we're going to wrap up here, is, you know, the bear bull market, we heard a lot of that today, is whether we're in a bull market, a bear market. But I like to, in oil and gas, I look at it as an execution and a research and development as the bull and the bear. And I'm starting to see some of that execution from these science projects that they had for years and years. You at the ERC, with your involvement there, talk about some of the innovation that's going on and how we're starting to see the execution.
Well, I think you brought something up that's important to keep in mind, Jason, is that the oil and gas industry is capable of generating profits in a bull and a bear market. There's a difference, obviously, in a bull market when oil prices are high or rising, capital is attracted to things like drilling and increasing production. In a bear market, when prices are declining, then the shift and the focus is to investing capital in innovation and automation and reducing costs. And so we've seen through state government and through the EERC that same kind of a shift from how can we figure out processes to drill more wells faster to how can we figure out processes and data that allows us to produce oil at a reduced cost. And both of those will keep North Dakota highly competitive. But we we need to be able to refocus as the markets shift from attracting capital because prices are going higher versus attracting capital because we're learning how to shift costs or reduce costs.
And that was Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All those links, of course, are available at thecrudelife.com. I'd like to ask you once again to please support our sponsors. They allow programs like this to remain free. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. All right, we'll see you next time, folks.